Hi everyone, and welcome to BI for All Talks. My name is Jorge Daniel. I am a Power Platform solution expert, and I have recently joined BI for All as a lead for the Low Code and Automation Knowledge Innovation Center. With me today, I have Duarte Lopes, who is a Power Platform developer. How are you, Duarte?
Hi. Hi everyone. Hi, Jorge. I'm well, and as you know, I've been here for quite some time, for 3 years now. I started as a software developer, and now I'm in a Power Platform.
Okay. So, Duarte, you come as a pro coder, which has made his own way as a low-code developer. How was that for you, working with the Power Platform?
So, I have experience in software engineering. Much of the hardships and first steps on the Power Platform were, I wouldn't say easy, but at least simplified in regards of what it should be expected for someone new to the platform in itself. I would say it's not hard, not really hard, even though it's from where I came from, but I believe that it helps, and I believe as well that I become very well accustomed to the platform in itself. Since I've begun, I've made some projects, and I'm well accustomed now, and it's becoming like second nature to me to be involved in Power Platform.
That's great.
So, Jorge, you have a background as a functional consultant the ERP scene. How has the Power Platform been treating you?
Yeah, that's right. So I have no developer background, okay? And as you said, I used to be a functional consultant in the ERP system. And for me, well, it's like having a new superpower, you know? Because I always depended on developers to help me deliver my projects. And with the Power Platform, there's so much more I can do. And if I can say it as well, so much faster than it would be done by a pro coder developer. So it's like that, yeah, it's superpower. I feel like now I got the power, you know?
Yeah, I completely.
And it feels good.
Yeah, I completely agree, because since I've come from the developer scene, I can see the difference in the, at least on the time
to market.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you have an app that does XYZ, and you also have an app on Power Platform that does XYZ. And the amount of time that you use to create an app on traditional programming, it's so much more, so much more. It's like something that you can do in a month on Power Platform usually takes a year or more, or even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we should sideline pro coders, not at all.
No.
I think a pro coder has all the advantage in taking low code and put it in his tool belt, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's becoming so much more valuable to the market, to himself.
Yeah.
So I think all pro coders should look at this as their new best friend and just embrace
it. It's okay? Another tool. It's just another tool. I completely agree with you. It's just another tool that everyone should be able to embrace. And it's something that I expect to be even more developed in the future.
Yeah, sure. For sure.
What do you think makes the Power Platform so special, and why should organizations adopt it?
I recently got a tagline from Microsoft Material that I think it really sums it up. It's best of breed and best of suite. So what does this mean? If you take a look at independent studies from Forrester or Gartner, you're going to notice two things. The first is Microsoft solutions are there on the leader's quadrant all the time, okay? In the most significant categories, okay? And the second one is Microsoft is not alone on those quadrants, that's sure, but Microsoft is the only company that is present on the leader's quadrant for all categories, okay? So for once you got the best of breed, so you know you're using state-of-the-art innovative technology, and you got the best of suite, because no matter the challenge you're facing, chances are Microsoft has a solution that it's going to work for you, that it's going to take you through your ambition and your goals, okay? And it's also very, I'd say, comfortable for a company to adopt a stack of technology that the company knows it has an answer on all major categories, okay? So you don't have to look just at app development or reporting data. You just have to adopt this stack and there's a solution for you, okay?
Exactly. Microsoft is across a lot of platforms.
That's it. So, Duarte, at this point, you have already built a number of apps and automation solutions. Is there a particular challenge you have faced you would like to share with us? And also, how has the Power Platform helped you overcome that challenge?
I wouldn't say a particular challenge. I don't think I had a particular challenge. I have, of course, as long as I'm working, you will always have some challenges and some hardships along the way, but most of them, I could face it from my experience in software engineering, but the ones that I couldn't, I would look into one of the most powerful things in the Power Platform, its community, because its community is all over the world and always we can always expect them to help us reach our solutions. And I don't know about you, but what is your opinion about it?
So I think the community is probably one of the most valuable assets of the Power Platform, of the technology. Because if you go into the Power Platform community, you are always going to find a lot of people there who are committed with helping you move forward with your projects, okay? So there's a lot of people sharing knowledge. And I think all of us developers in this landscape should participate as much as possible with the community.
Yeah.
I on my own try my very best to fit some time in my day-to-day to go into the community, look for unanswered questions and try to help, because I have been helped, okay?
Yeah.
And a great deal. So. Yeah. I do feel that I have to give back, okay?
Yeah, I completely agree, because even though I wouldn't say I'm really a beginner anymore, but I'm not an expert. I'm somewhere in the middle, and I believe that I can already share some of my experiences.
Yeah.
Because I've already gotten help from some other people as well. And it was really important in some times that were really difficult, and some solutions that I had to look really hard to find them, but there was always someone ready to help me. So I would be expected for me as well to help the others.
Yeah, and I hope you do so. So Duarte, we've been talking about the Power Platform. But the Power Platform is an array of solutions and tools, and some of them do stand out, okay? What do you think about Power Apps in particular?
Power Apps is a really powerful platform itself, right? Because it gives us a solution to our problems, most of our problems at least, because it has a lot of connections with Microsoft environments. So, for example, Office 365, SharePoint, and many others. And we can all connect it with our own platform and our own solution for our problems. We also have, we also know what we have is two types of Power Apps, Canvas apps and model driven. On Canvas apps, we can, it's like a canvas. It's something that we can build from nothing, really, from nothing, where we have a problem, where we can create our own solution exactly for what we want, with the customizations that we want, and we will get the solution that we want as well.
Let me just ask you this. Can you only connect to Microsoft services?
No, no, no. We can connect to every thing, probably every service that you imagine. SQL, and many others.
Can I connect to Salesforce, SAP?
Yeah, exactly. You can. You can. Okay, you can. You have connectors, like at least 1,000 of them, different connections, connectors for the Power Platform. For Power Apps, sorry. And then we have model driven, that we, it is based on Dataverse, where we can create a vision of a, an app to how do I say this?
So it kind of comes to life depending on your data model.
Yeah, exactly. It? It's like we have a data model and we can share, to create a, an app where we can see that data model represented immediately. So another notorious family member of Power Platform is Power Automate. What do you think about it?
It is, it is. Power Automate is kind of the, you know, that guy that is always doing the heavy work for you. That's Power Automate. It's such a powerful, versatile, such a great tool. I can't envision a Power Platform project without Power Automate. Let's say you need to send a friendly reminder to your customers about invoices past due. Power Automate can do that for you, okay? Or maybe you want to be reminded if or notified if some product is going near zero on its stock inventory. Power Automate can do that for you. Or maybe even you got an e-commerce setup and you're taking orders and you want those details, the details from that orders, to go into your ERP system. That maybe it's even sitting on a on-premises server, okay? Power Automate can do that for you. So Power Automate is that tool that is, it's going to streamline business processes, take the load off, okay? And kind of digitizing processes and eliminating errors along the way, okay? So it's really a great tool.
I completely agree. I've already done in the projects that I had to do. I've always used Power Automate. It's a must. It's a must in every project.
That's it. You're absolutely right. There's one other tool. Power Pages. I really like this tool. What can you tell me about it?
Power Pages is like a browser development, a web development. It's not just a website developer. It's also a way for us to connect a data source to our website, where we can share it with both the company in itself and the customers, where we can use it for example, on the company, we can use it for managing resources, I don't know, maybe managing inventory, and many other things. And on the other side, on the customers, we can use it for training and for questions for the customers as well, and also many other things. It's really an amazing tool for everything, okay. Basically everything.
Okay. To connect with your partners.
Yeah, we are partners and customers, and okay. It's like.
Okay. There's one other tool that's now getting a lot of attention. I'm sure you've heard this thing about the Copilot company.
Yeah, Copilot. Yeah, exactly. So the AI.
Everything Copilot nowadays, and. It's really amazing what you can accomplish with Copilot, be it maybe analyzing complex data in Excel, be it helping you build content in a Word document, maybe writing more casual or more formal answers to your emails, or even managing your inboxes in Outlook. And there's this thing, this Copilot Studio. It's really about extending those co-pilots, those out-of-the-box co-pilots, to meet business criteria, no? Business-specific scenarios. And also, you can take that co-pilot studio and build AI-powered chatbots that you can expose on your website and maybe help answer questions your customers have, or maybe even fetch information about a product or something. And when the chatbot in itself can't handle the question, it can redirect it to a human representative that it's going to move forward with your subject. So Copilot is the present, and sure is the future to look
exactly. It's also the future. Yeah. As we can see, the AI now is everywhere.
Yeah. Everything AI, everything Copilot. That's the way to go.
Yeah. Now it's the future, right? Do you think there's a case where all these tools are combined in a single project, I mean?
Yeah. I remember this one. What the customer asked was for, and I have brought this example earlier. They were having a few trouble collecting, okay? So they kind of wanted to automate the collections process. So we've built a flow, okay, that on a regular schedule would send out emails to those customers who had invoices passed due, okay? It was really a friendly reminder, but the email was sent. And then what we did was, for each email we sent, we would make a record of a collections activity in the customer's record. So the company could see how many emails they had to send and to whom, okay? So they kind of building a profile on that customer. On the other hand, on that email, there was a link that the customer could follow to go into the partner portal and look at its current account, see if there were any doubts, and even raise a question if necessary. So the customer could even engage with the chatbot, okay, and maybe ask for the document or duplicate of the invoice or something like that. So in this scenario, we did use the four tools we discussed. So Power Automate in the beginning, and there was Power Apps, a model-driven app in Dataverse with the customer's records, the Power Pages and the chatbot in a single solution that it really, it turned out great, and the customer did report better behavior on their collections department, and things went out great, and they are still doing great, and that's amazing. So, Duarte, we're coming to the end of our talk, and I'd like to thank you for joining me in this one. This is the end of another BI Talks, and I really want to appreciate your time spent with us. Should there be any questions, please leave it below in the comments area, and we'll surely follow up as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.